episode 28 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt. Nice to see you guys. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening and watching, and all your supportive and lovely comments, as always, and thoughtfulness. I sure appreciate it. What a day, you guys. What a week. It's Sunday. Sunday morning. Not super early. It's almost 9, actually, and it is glorious out. It's a little breeze and just a perfect temperature. And I got the sun in my eyes again, so I'm having a hard time looking at you. I guess I like it like that. I thought I'd do it outside today, sitting on my wood pile. I don't know if you can see it, but that's what I've been doing this week. What a week. So I hope you guys had a great week. I had a really good week. I didn't go back to work. I actually kicked my own ass getting firewood and fencing all week, my favorite farm chores. So, you know, I've been feeling like I've been getting way behind around the farm here. And so I buckled down and I got out my big chainsaw, which is way too big for little old me. And I went and worked in the front pasture clearing, took down a bunch of big alders, and got a couple cords up here and big rounds and some split, and redid the woodshed, got stuff all stacked up, got just a little bit more fencing wrapped up, some odds and ends from last week. And the basic gist of it, you guys, is I just absolutely wore myself out. I mean, down to a nub. I am so silly. You would think I would have learned. So these last couple weeks, I haven't been going to the boats early for work, so I got back into doing my long workouts, which I was really looking forward to. I programmed myself a new schedule. I was doing a push-pull on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and legs on Thursday and Tuesday. Tuesday and Thursday. And man, I've been working super hard at it, pushing myself, and it felt really good, but I knew I was pushing hard and on the risk of overdoing it. Now, two years ago, when I was first learning about my inflammation and my illness, you know, I started to realize I could push myself into being sick by working out too hard. As a matter of fact, the first time I had really bad bloody stool and lost consciousness many times during the day was a day when I had done a pyramid workout and really overdone it. Now, that was always combined with food issues, so it took me a long time to sort of start to identify those things on their own. And I pretty much am at the point where the food issues are kind of a non-issue now, right? Because I am pretty much just eating beef, and when I do experiment with stuff, it's usually pretty benign things, with the exception of the liver a few weeks ago. however, I can still overwork myself. So this week marked 2 weeks of that hard workout cycle. I can feel myself wearing down. I usually will go 3 or 4 of those weeks and then take a break, take time off. In this case, I was pushing really hard. And then on top of that, I was going out every day and I was bucking that saw around, throwing those trees down, loading these 120-pound rounds into my truck by myself all day. And, you know, Wednesday, I was absolutely done. I just wore myself totally out, sweaty and covered in dust when I got home, cleaned up, and I just could barely move. Thursday, I did the same thing. Friday, I got up and said, I'm going to do my workout anyways. Did my workout, kind of rested during the day, but still came out and stacked wood. Actually, I put some new poles up on the woodshed. And anyways, I overdid it, you guys. And so, Friday night, I had my first unconscious event in over a year. Actually, the last time I went unconscious was when I drank the solution for my colonoscopy, and the diarrhea from that stressed me so hard that I had my syncope, I guess, which is now what I think it is. You know, I guess I'm just a fainter when I get stressed. And so when my body is, you know, feels like it's under attack, it just sort of, I die, I think is really what happens. It sure feels like it. It's awful. Anyway, so Friday night I was winding down. I don't think I hadn't eaten yet. I was so tired. I could tell I had overdone it. And I pinched myself a little bit in there with the tools, and that was enough to send I could feel my lightheadedness coming on and my cold sweats. And I laid down, and it wasn't the pinch. It was just this, it just shocked my system for a second, and I felt the stress. And yeah, I laid on the couch, and I sweated through my clothes, and gripped the sides of the cushion, and tried to hang on, and to no avail. I woke up on there a little while later, coming out from somewhere far away. So, what a bummer. I sure hate that, you guys. It is so terrifying. But it's okay. It didn't bum me out too hard. I knew why I did it. I knew what happened. I knew what had caused it. I knew what I had done. I overdid it all week. I knew it. I knew it was coming. I didn't know I was going to lose consciousness. I thought I was past that. But in some ways, it's good. You know, like, again, I keep reminding myself that, yeah, man, you really are sick. Because, I mean, you know, I feel so good most of the time. And I go through this deal, and I'm like, why are you so weird, man? How come you're not eating any vegetables? What is going on? And, you know, it's hard to remember sometimes how bad I was when I was, you know, I was losing consciousness multiple times a day because I was having to go to the toilet 10, 20 times a day. And those were stressful sessions, and they would lead to me losing consciousness. And, you know, I would have that pre-syncope feeling, that lightheadedness, that dizzy, that I'm going to fall over, that sweat, that shake. You know, all of those things, there's other symptoms, but a tingling, taste in your mouth, or in your ears, you know, all of those symptoms I used to have really almost on a daily basis, and now I don't really have them at all. And I believe now that it was due to my body feeling like it was in shock or under attack due to what was going on in my guts. So, you know, I've pretty much resolved that with zero carbs. So, you know, in a lot of ways, I feel really great about all of it. It's a huge success overall this last few years, and I am still continuing to get better. But apparently, I'm not all the way out of the woods, and it's a good reminder for me to know that, you know, something is going on. I do have some condition. I'm not just weird. So, anyways, that happened. Thought I'd tell you guys about it. Part of my existence and my experience here, and it's part of what keeps me pushing forward, to be honest with you, and keeps me motivated to keep progressing and stay the course and keep working. Because like I said, I do start to forget, and I'm like, ah, you're just, you know, like I've always done, you're just pushing yourself too hard, and you're not sick, you're just crazy. And it's easy to have those thoughts, you know, that self-doubt, at least for me. I've always felt, considered myself strong and healthy, so, you know, to be this different side of things, to recognize that I have weaknesses and I am ill and all that is, yeah, it's good to have consistent reminders. And like I said, it keeps me motivated, keeps me focused on moving forward and keeping trying to progress and all that. So anyways, that was good. Wasn't good, but it was, you know, a lesson. So the week in food was great. I just, you know, I told you guys last week I had gotten up to the heaviest I've been since I've owned a scale. I think I was almost, I was 145 and a in change, 145 and a half. And that's not very heavy for a guy. I'm 5'4", 5'5". But, you know, I had gained an inch in my waist or two. Pants were getting tight, and I'm, you know, got a suit I want to fit into to go to a wedding in the beginning of August. And I have been kind of doing bulk and cut, so it was time for a little cut. So I have been this week eating just simply 2 pounds of ground beef a day, a pound for lunch and a pound for dinner. And it's not near enough. I've been hungry this week, hungrier than I was last time I tried doing this. But for the most part, it's pretty easy and incredibly effective. I'm down to 141 as of this morning, so 4 pounds and change. I can already see the difference in my body composition. And, you know, as always, I'm just loving it on zero carb, you guys. It's so easy for me to control my, you know, to hit my body composition goals. I really am doing, you know, my cycle these days really has been one of a bulk and cut for the last few years. The bulks haven't been very effective because I've been watching my weight and limiting myself as well as it's hard to bulk on zero carb. So I feel like this last couple weeks has been a real big success, last month or two even, with regard to that. Because as I told you before, I put away the scale and I just started eating. I wasn't working out very hard because I was working on the boats. But I was eating, you know, to my body's hunger signals, and I was probably overeating, to be honest. I think that was part of my sicknesses over the last month, as I've told you before. But it led to weight gain, And that's something I haven't allowed myself to do in the last few years. A lot because weight gain when I was eating carbs was just straight to my gut. But even since then, you know, I've just been, well, I just got into that mental state, right, where I wasn't going to allow myself to do that. I'd worked so hard to become fit in the prior years. And it had been such a battle when I was eating carbs that I was scared. And so I was holding myself back. So I was actually pretty pleased, like I said last week, I think, to have hit 145, to have finally gotten heavy. And now that I'm actually cutting a little bit, I got to say, I think it was successful, you guys. I think that even though I wasn't working hard, I think I put on a few pounds anyways of lean mass in this last cycle. So I'm excited to go through this cut. I'm not going to go for very long here, maybe just a couple, 3 weeks. I can already start to see my abs, and I can already tell that I'm definitely not going to get down anywhere near. You know, I was 128 in January, and I don't think I could go that low again without significantly cutting into lean mass, because I can tell my waist is already back down to 29 inches or so, and I'm still at 140. So, and I feel bigger. I look bigger in my chest and my legs. I've been doing squats a lot. So anyways, it feels great, you guys. It feels like a success. And, you know, I only started resistance training just about 3 years ago, coming up in August. I started from a place of being really skinny. I was 124 or 5 back then, and no muscle mass really at all. So I think I'm just starting to get over the hump, starting to add enough muscle mass to start to finally have, you know, the shape of the body composition that I picture myself with. I always sort of picture myself that way too, because when I was young, you know, as a surfer and stuff, and a wrestler, I did sort of have that body composition, but of course I spent so much time on surfboards and snowboards and skateboards and bikes that I really was always bottom heavy, as it were, and I was light up top. And yeah, it's exciting. It feels good. It feels like I'm moving towards my goals. And I feel like, I guess, I'm doing it in sort of a normal stepwise fashion. It's probably a little bit less extreme than the young kids do with their carbs for their cuts and bulks. So I think that the progress is hard for me to see. But at the same time, I don't gain, you know, in my belly as quickly, and I'm able to maybe, I don't know, eat a little more. I don't know. Anyways, it was a great week. I had a good week cutting, because it felt good to get back to it and realize that, oh man, this is just so easy on zero carb to do these cycles of gaining and cutting. And I don't want to do that forever. I'm feeling like I'm going to get through this cut and see, you know, what my weight is, my body composition is, and, you know, losing consciousness from working out too hard, overworking myself, and making it so I don't have as much output capacity for things that are more important by working out so hard. And weighing myself and restricting my eating and all those things. Those aren't things I really particularly care for. They don't find them particularly hard. They're helping me hit my goals, which is my main focus right now. But it's not something I want to do forever. So, you know, I'm finding that somewhere in the middle 130s, 130 pounds is somewhere that I feel like I'm comfortable with. My waist seems to stay just about right. I don't want to get a whole lot bigger up top to where I need to buy a whole nother set of clothes. So, you know, I'm getting pretty close to where I think I'm going to want to maintain. So I'm looking forward to moving into that phase too. You know, this last few months of work was a good learning lesson. It was a good lesson. It was a good learning opportunity for me to sort of figure out what a schedule might look like, where I do sort of a maintenance, a subsistence workout, as it were, and still save, you know, the bulk of my energy for a day of work or other endeavors, and, you know, I don't spend a bunch of time on it, but it's just a part of my daily morning routine that it keeps me where I want to be without a huge commitment. So, you know, I've learned a lot about it. I was fairly successful just doing a couple exercises every morning, 15-minute workout. And we'll see. I think if I pair that with maybe just a little bit more mindful eating, you know, maybe just not letting myself eat as much as I was, I probably will be able to maintain pretty well. Now, with regards to how much I was eating, now that I've been weighing my food again to make sure I'm eating only 2 pounds, I was eating an enormous amount over these last few months, you guys. I feel like it's hard to say, but I imagine that I was coming home on those one meal a day nights and eating, you know, like I said, 4, 5, 6 pounds of meat. And I certainly was having 6-pound days, 7-pound days. There's no question now. I'm buying these big chubs, and the one I got this week was 8 pounds. It lasted me 4 days. And those were usually 2 days, if that, and there was big weekend days where I'd go through a whole one. Now, they're not always 8 pounds, but I realized that I was probably underestimating how much I was eating in the past, which is why I was able to gain 15 pounds in 5 months or whatever it was. So yeah, you know, a lot of learning this week, actually, a lot of moving forward. And the week was great. You know, I just ate my burgers, just ate my 2 pounds. It felt good. It wasn't too hard. My weight continued to drop. My energy was good. My workouts were long and hard, like I said, and I then was real physical all day. But I was in bed early and I was tired, but it was a good week. I ended up Friday, like I said, really tired. Lost consciousness Friday night. So that means Saturday, I knew it was a day of rest. Holy cow, you guys, I could tell yesterday. It was patently obvious that I had just absolutely way overdone it last week. Because yesterday I was just about immobilized. So I rested. I didn't do anything, didn't let myself do anything. I read a book, actually, for the most part, and napped. And didn't eat much, and just chilled. And so today I feel completely renewed, actually, you guys. I feel just wonderful and rejuvenated. I'm not going to work at all today. It's Sunday. I'm going to putter around. And I got the call yesterday. I'm going to go back down to the water tomorrow. And I've got a little bit of work on my boat that hasn't left yet. I thought it was gone. They hadn't called me. But apparently it's still there, and they need my help now for the final rodeo, which I kind of knew was coming or had expected. I was sort of surprised that they hadn't called me. I had expected that it was gone, to be honest, and I was done with it. So I'm going to go back down, and that'll wrap up, I think, my contract with these guys. But I'm going to see if they got anything more for me to do throughout this week. We'll see what happens. If they don't, I'm going to go check in with my other boat builder. You know, I put in 2 weeks here on the farm now. Got a pretty good head start on my firewood. I'll feel like I've got enough up by the time I get what I'm sitting on here split and stacked. I'll have enough up to get me through the winter, I think. So the rest of the summer will just be bonus, and I'm sure I can get up another 2 or 3 cords over the summer. And hopefully get into next year's supply. Again, put up this summer. I'd like to get a couple years ahead. And I got ahead of my fencing. The animals are all secure. I haven't had another baby yet, but the animals are happy, and I've got good rotational options. So I'm kind of settled in, so I'm hoping to go back to work. You know, I told you I paid off my debt. I didn't quite. I made exactly the dollars to pay it all the way off, and I'm just kind of sitting on the last bit while I wait and see what happens in these next few weeks. So hopefully at the end of this week, if I only get a couple days of work, then I'll just go ahead and fire off that payment and have it all the way out of my head, or all the way out of my way, and that'll be the end of that goal. So I'm really looking forward to if I get another week of work in or so, or 2 weeks, you know, that'll set me up for a while. Who knows? I'd like, if I could work another month, I'll do it. But we'll see. So it's the end of my 90-day goal period, you guys. That's today, right now. This next week is my traditional break week. Now, normally I'd kind of like try and go on vacation. I won't work out. I will try and take it easy physically. Focus on some things I don't give myself time for during my periods where I'm focused on my goals. So hoping to ride my bike a little more. Hoping to go for a little more surfing. I did. I went surfing on Monday, you guys, by the way. P.S. It was awesome. Felt so good to get in the water and give myself time to participate in one of my passions. I just feel like I just don't have time for those things these days with my fitness and health goals and work goals and farm goals. I just don't get much time to leave here and go do those things. So I did go surfing. I didn't get on my bike. So I'm hoping this week I'm going to do a lot of those things. I am still going to stay buckled down at work because I don't get to pick when those hours, you know, when I do those things. If the hours are there, I got to get them. So I'm not going to take a break. I'm not going to go anywhere, but I am going to not work out. I am going to chill. I am going to try and recreate a little bit. I'll probably do some firewood cutting and tire myself out, I'm sure. I've got a lot of trees laying out in the front pasture, and I'm going to have to get out there and do some cleaning and work. But, I'm really looking forward to this week. What I do on these weeks between my 90 days is I just rest and reflect. And I think about, you know, the last goal periods I've had. I look over my lists and my sheets, and I'll plan my next goal round. And I You know, I'm so excited to be out of debt. I think one of my big goals is going to be, well, it's going to depend on this week of work. You know, if I can work, buckle down this week and get some hours in, or in the next few weeks, even in the next month, then I'll have some money to do some things. And if that happens, then I think my goals are going to be to try and be social and travel. I'm going to go try and spend a week with my family, with my mom and dad. Got to do that every year at least, if I can. I'd like to do it more. And hopefully my brother and sister as well. And maybe tour around and see some friends. But if I have some money and have some time, you know, I'd almost like to, I don't know, try and do something for me as well. Go for a road trip and go visit some friends in California or something like that. I don't know. So that might be one goal. I haven't traveled for, I mean, other than, you know, San Diego trip with my buddy, but I haven't given myself any real vacation time for, geez, 4 years or so. So, you know, that might be my goal. And then, I don't know, we'll see. Like I said, it's only Sunday, so I'm going to think about those goals all week. But firewood's going to be one. Buttoning up some last odds and ends in the shack before this coming winter is going to be another. But I think I'm finally, most of my goals for these last many years now have just been health and fitness first and foremost, and getting this little shack and my living situation up here organized and comfortable and finalized to where I actually am not suffering through the winters, which I'm pretty much there. I could use a little more materials and time, but I'm pretty much there. And I'm kind of past all those, and then the fencing and, you know, the kind of stabilizing things down below, since that was neglected for so long. I took a couple trips to the Goodwill this week, and I got a lot of my old crap farther out. I gave some rolling racks of vintage clothes and other stuff to my renter, who is a professional estate sale auctioneer. She gets rid of people's stuff for them, so I've been getting rid of stuff and tightening up the rental situation and tightening up the farm and the fences and the livestock. So it's time for me to be able to open up a little bit and look out around me and get out into the world a bit. So I think that my next 90 days are going to incorporate quite a bit of that, I think. Some of that anyways. Some focus on being a little more open to the outside world. So hopefully that means I'll get to spend some more time with you guys. Maybe meet some of you in person or whatever. You know, I just am looking forward to getting past this phase of hunkered down and rebuilding, and I'm ready to come up for air, as it were. So anyways, I'm feeling great, you guys, despite losing consciousness. I'm loving my food, diet, and choices. It's actually kind of fun to cut, you know, to do this real restrictive cut where I'm just eating the ground beef 2 pounds a day, because then I start looking at all the other things, like, you know, then my world of almost no variety, I guess, is a better way to say it, looks like variety. You know, I walk down the aisles of the store and I look at the ribeyes and the ribs and salmon, whatever, you know, and I'm like, oh, can't wait till I eat that again. So looking forward to some variety. And yeah, that's where I'm headed. So I'm staying the course, loving the way I feel, loving zero carb. I still feel like this is a secret that so few people have been let in on, that I just am so excited to share. My goals and my motivation remains the same, to share this with whoever can hear it and whoever I can help, and let you know that, you know, eating fruits and veggies and what we've been told all our lives, it just isn't so for many of us, at least for me. So here to hopefully support you guys, I'm here to get support from you guys, to be totally honest, and you guys have never let me down. It's been fabulous. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I haven't been very interactive. I'm hoping to do better, pretty much all the way off of Twitter and my blog. I guess I just sort of being nice and sunny outside and all my outdoor chores, I just spend as little time on the computer as possible, and those things aren't, you know, they were parts of my goals of getting myself positive and motivated and getting back on track, but I haven't felt the need for them personally, so I've sort of dropped them a little bit. Maybe I'll get back to it. But at any rate, I really appreciate your comments. Hameen, I'm not sure how to say your name, Jamin, thanks for the comments. I wanted to talk about alcohol. You asked me to talk about it. I really haven't drank, my friend, since I became sick. I had a few sips when I was in San Diego a month ago with my friend. I had a few sips of tequila. I really enjoyed it, but it was literally like a teaspoon, maybe. Probably not even that much. So I can't say Much to that effect. I haven't felt the urge. You know, my focus has been my health. I struggle every week. I have an issues. As you guys know, I lose consciousness. I have diarrhea. I have sore stomach. So, boy, I'm just trying to put myself together, still toeing the line. So I haven't really ventured out into pushing the limits of my world. And, you know, that's something about my situation that I guess is maybe unique. I read on Reddit or on, you know, the Zero Carb forums, people struggling with cheating. Can I eat this? Oh, what about spices? And I guess for most people, it just must not be that stark or must not be that clear definition. I mean, it did take me a while to learn what was okay for me and what wasn't okay. I mean, even just a short while ago, it was eggs and liver just, you know, a month ago. And I'm still learning. So I don't blame anybody, but I just recognize that for me, keeping it absolutely so simple, no variety, down to just the cheapest ground beef only and water, really is far easier than anything else. You know, it's far easier than adding little bits of spices or playing with the cheese like I did a few weeks ago, or the bacon. Those things just sort of confound things. They make me doubt and question myself, and I don't end up feeling quite as good. So they're not off the table forever, but I guess I just am saying that my style is one of just a real simple way of eating, just beef and water. And again, I'm just going to say it's boring and non-variety and, you know, all that. It sounds and seems, it for whatever reason, it's just perfect for me. It's so simple. I do have those normal human doubts and pulls. I go into the store and I buy prosciutto once every few months, and I'll probably continue to do those kinds of things forever, and then it makes me sick, and, you know, I learned not to do that, but I'll probably continue along those paths. And when I go down to my folks' place, I'm sure I'll eat cheese off the cheese platter, and, you know, I will still be human, but for the most part, I don't struggle with what it is that I eat, what's my way of eating. You know, it's pretty much just beef and water with some brief forays out into the world to see how long I can survive, and then back to my home base, as it were. You know, I talked about that years ago, like my just home base for my way of eating is beef and water, and I always know I can come back and touch that base and get myself right, centered and grounded, and then go out and try other things. So, I don't know, that might not have really come back to my point, but I just wanted to, you know, touch on that, on alcohol and things like that, that I really am not very tempted to stray. Because I'm still working hard on being the best I can be, and it seems like my path to that is to keep it as simple as possible with the things I put in my body. So, anyways, I feel like it's probably been a little while of talking at you here. Probably enough for the day. I'm sure it'll take all day to upload, so I could keep talking, but I have some editing and uploading to do, and love to get started on this day. I'm going to go to town, run a few errands, and just take it real easy and putter around. And then back to work tomorrow. So, yeah. So, I'm doing great, you guys. Feeling good. Liking my diet. Liking my body composition. Hitting my goals. Moving forward. And just so pleased that you guys are all joining me for this. Thank you so much. Hopefully there's some folks out there who are just finding us. And I really hope you guys are getting some valuable information. And that this is helpful. Because that's my goal. I was so scared when I didn't have anyone to learn from about this stuff, and yeah, beef and water, you guys, just keep it simple. Don't worry about those details, nutrition and fiber, all that stuff. I promise, just pay attention to what makes you feel best. Trust your observations. Look around you, look at the people who've been doing it a long time, what makes them feel best, and you know, together I think we're going to move forward and figure out a way to be healthy. So, hope you guys have a great week, and I'll look forward to catching up with you guys again next week. I look forward to reading all your comments, and I hope you guys are feeling as good as I am, staying positive, enjoying your summer, and yeah. So, all right, you guys. Thanks as always. See you next time.